This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. I'm Marc Boulanger. Labour organisations are calling on the European Union and the international financial community to respect the decision by Greeks to elect a government opposed to the austerity measures that have been devastating the country's economy. Greece's debt has actually grown under the austerity measures, mainly because the economy has shrunk by 25% and unemployment is at depression-like levels. 60% of the country's young people are unemployed. Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, told the media that international financial institutions must respect the voices of the Greek people and explore every option with the new government. She said new measures should include provisions for the restoration of collective bargaining, which allows workers to participate in the decisions affecting their wages and working conditions. Negotiations, she said, must replace edicts as the engine to regenerate the Greek economy. There are millions of migrant workers employed in Arabic countries. They are employed as construction workers, domestic help, caregivers, and in other occupations. Most of them are denied basic worker rights because they are usually not covered by the labor laws of the country. That is why a meeting of domestic workers in Lebanon recently was so momentous. Radio Labor's senior correspondent, C. Marie Ainsborough, has a report.
In a remarkable show of bravery, 200 women in Lebanon have formed the first migrant workers' union in the Arab world. The founding conference of the Domestic Workers Union was held in Beirut on Sunday, January 25th, despite threats by the police and the Ministry of Labor to disrupt the meeting. Lebanese law forbids the creation of unions for migrant workers. The result is that thousands of domestic workers from the Philippines, India, Pakistan, and other countries are left without protection. Under the sponsorship system called kafala, migrant workers are controlled by the employers who brought them into the country. Their passports are confiscated, and they cannot move to another job. Many of them end up in abusive situations, facing long working hours, no days off, sexual attacks, and very often no payment of wages for months. They cannot leave the country without the permission of the employer. The new union is called the General Union of Cleaning Workers and Social Care, and includes in its constitution a regulation that Lebanese workers can join. This is an attempt to get around the rule that foreign workers cannot have their own unions. Unions of domestic workers are represented at the world level by the International Domestic Workers Federation. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
The abuse of migrant workers is, of course, not limited to Arabic countries. Developed countries are also taking advantage of workers trying to make a living for themselves and their families. The Canadian province of Saskatchewan, for example, has seen a huge increase in the number of migrant workers from countries such as the Philippines. I talked to Larry Hubick, the president of the Saskatchewan Federation of Labor. I asked him how many migrant workers were in the province and what sort of jobs they do.
Since 2005, the number of temporary foreign workers in Saskatchewan has jumped an incredible 647%. Our province went from just about 1,300 temporary foreign workers in 2005 to nearly 10,000 in 2012. With regards to the kinds of jobs temporary foreign workers are doing, this is where the shocking abuse of the program really comes to light. Temporary foreign workers, or some variation of it, has been around. The program has been around for a long time. And from its inception until quite recently, it was meant as a program to fill fundamental gaps in Canada's workforce on an obviously very temporary basis. And they were most exclusively highly skilled, in-demand workers, such as specialist doctors, physicians, professors, highly trained tradespeople, expert nurses, and other such workers. But the Harper government has allowed corporations to abuse the program and exploit vulnerable workers from other countries who are just trying to make a living.
You can hear an extended version of my interview with Mr. Hubick on the Radio Labour website. And that's it. International labour news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.